This is a replay of our Sunday, August 28th church service titled The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, sermon by Pastor David Ripley. We hope you enjoy the message and the music by Ellen and the worship team.
We want to welcome each and every one of you this morning as we begin our service. Those that are listening by radio, we pray a blessing on each and every one that is gathered together. Just want to begin by reminding you of a few announcements. There's a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary, so please keep that in mind. There's a fellowship after church in the lower auditorium for everyone. Now, I haven't met everyone yet, but he's not the only guy coming. It's everyone. It's just, anyway. I need help, folks. This Tuesday, July 19th, 7 p.m. is this and that. No, see? I'm just testing you guys. It's actually August. Rebroadcast Thursday at 7 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. is our men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. This Friday, September the 2nd at 4:30 p.m. here at the church will be a corn boil and fellowship. So if you love corn, this is your opportunity to come and to enjoy the corn that's going to come from Gary's farm. Is that true, Gary? Yes. Bring your lawn chair. Bring a salad or dessert or snacks. And there will be a baseball game. There will be a baseball game on the field across the street from the church. So those who want to play, please bring your mitt, gloves, bat, etc. So keep that in mind. That's this Friday at 4:30 p.m. So keep that in mind. I don't know if anyone has been to Cranbrook lately. Has anyone been to Cranbrook lately? Has anyone traveled back from Cranbrook and noticed our new sign? Okay. So some people have noticed our new sign. That's our visitors, right? You noticed it? That's wonderful. Praise God for that. So you're traveling and you get to about Kitchener, you're going to notice our new sign. Pray a blessing on it. So please keep that in mind. Also, week of prayer, Monday, September 12th to September the 17th, 7 to 8 p.m. nightly. Keep that in mind. And Adam and Sonia have an announcement, and so they're going to make their way down right now, and they're going to make that announcement. Where are they? Okay, they're not going to make the announcement? They're not going to make the announcement. I'll make the announcement. I will make the announcement. I feel the unction to make the announcement. Adam and Sonia are expecting their first child. So baby Sumbler is coming. And so we're hoping that he'll be another tech person. Keep that in mind. So we're excited for them. We pray a blessing on them as they prepare for this beautiful jewel to be born in February, sometime in February. So we're excited about that. And of course, many of you know my daughter's expecting, and that'll be sometime in December of this year. So some, praise God. And Allie, too, that's right. I don't want to forget Allie, that's right. When's the due date?
October 21st.
October 21st. Wow, that's fantastic. I'm excited about that. Well, we're going to give you a chance to move around and shake some hands this morning and greet some people. Let's stand. Let's move around. Let's greet somebody.
Journey, but he'd been holding to God's Son a long, long time. And as I knelt beside his bed, my heart was blessed by what he said. If I go or if I stay, the victory is mine. And I'm a winner. If I go or if I stay, 'cause I'll still have Jesus with me each passing day. I'll have a healing here below, or life forever if I go. Praise the Lord, I'm a winner either way. Well, none of to heaven any day. And while we're here, just trust the Lord, He'll lead us there for our reward. And by His grace, we'll be a winner either way. And I'm a winner either way, if I go.
Find a seat. I'm going to invite Sylvia in just a moment to come up and to share. But I just want to let you know about a very important prayer request this morning. Many of you know the Kraft family very well. Of course, Heather is part of our congregation, and Joe, her father. Joe Kraft's daughter-in-law, Karen Jean, went to be with the Lord this past week, and it was really a sudden occurrence. It wasn't expected, and so they're grieving her loss, and we just need to remember the family in prayer. This is a very difficult time for them. You know, when you lose someone, and you're not expecting it to happen, it's shocking. And I think that's what they're going through right now. So let's just continue to pray for them this morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Raphael. I just wanted to share with you a scripture that the Lord has been speaking to me actually all week, and then this morning he brought it again to me, and it's in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 7. Praise be to God, to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. I mean, that word comfort was mentioned so many times, wasn't it? And the Holy Spirit is our comforter, and that's such a blessing that in times of difficulty, no matter what they are, he is present to comfort, and we overflow that to others when we see them struggling with similar struggles that we've had. So it's a blessing many times when in our troubles, you know, that we receive. So let's just pray together and thank the Lord. Father, I just thank you that you sent the Holy Spirit to be our comforter. And I thank you so much that we have the ability, Lord, as we receive comfort from you, Lord, in our troubles, in our difficulties, Lord, to be able to comfort others. Lord, thank you for that gift that just keeps on giving. It is beautiful. And Father, we just pray, Lord, for Pete Kraft and for his family, Lord, as they've lost their daughter, that you, Lord Jesus, would comfort them. I pray, Lord, you would fill their home with your presence, Lord, and that they would know your love that is unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, it is your presence that brings fullness of joy. And God, it's something the world can't give. It's something that substances can't give. It's something that other people can't give, Lord, but you can. You are the comforter. And Lord, I just pray for your children today, Lord, as we gather together, that where we have burdens and troubles and difficulties, Lord, that we have no way of overcoming, Lord, that you, Jesus, would overcome them. That you, Jesus, in us, would be the hope of glory. That you, Jesus, would bring your comfort and your ministry, Lord God. And Father, I pray, Lord, where relationships have broken down, that you, O God, would bring your comfort and your healing and your restoration. We just ask this in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to thank you for the many times you have comforted us, that we've been able to comfort others, Lord. We've been able to share that you, O God, love no matter what, that you are unconditional in your love, and Lord, that you bring truth and righteousness and hope into broken situations, and we thank you for that. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the Lamb that was slain for the sin of this world, for our sins, and that you have given us new life, Lord. So I just pray today, Lord, as we worship you, that we would lift up your name, and Lord, that you would inhabit our praises, that your presence, O God, would just minister and comfort those who are feeling broken and raw and hurting. We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to worship with us, worship our Lord and our Savior. I see some new faces this morning, and we just want to welcome you here this morning. And just everybody stand, and let's just open our hearts to the Lord and just give him all our praise this morning.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. And for the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever. From the rising to the setting sun, his love endures forever. And by the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. God is with us forever, forever, forever. God is faithful, forever. God is strong, forever. God is with us forever, forever.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name this morning. We welcome you here. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on him are radiant. They'll never be ashamed. They'll never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me from deliver them. He will deliver them and magnify the Lord with me. Come exalt his name together. Glorify the Lord with me. Come exalt his name forever. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, blessed is he who hides in him. Oh, fear the Lord. Oh, all you say, give you everything.
Jesus, there's just something about
Empty hands. should I rejoice? 'Cause you deserve the greater glory. Overcome with joy, I sing. By your love, I am accepted. You're a good and gracious.
This morning, thank you, musicians, worship leaders. If you have your Bibles this morning, and I'm continuing on preaching through the entire Bible, began in 2 Corinthians and continuing on. How many know the whole Bible is important? Amen. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all important. And we need to know what the Bible's saying in every book, in every chapter, in every verse. And I think that's important. And this morning I want to dig into Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse number 2. And The title of this message is Growing Pains, but I want to change the title. I want to change the title to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Thank you. And Clint Eastwood is going to appear at any moment. You know, some people act like everything is just going smoothly. How many know that's true? We all want to give the impression that we have everything under control. And the funny thing is, people come to church and they see something. They notice something. Oh, sister so-and-so seemed to be upset with brother so-and-so. I'm not coming back to church. But what happens in their family? What happens among their friends? Do they always get along? It's a bit hypocritical to think that the church is always going to function exactly the way God intended it to function. How many know there's going to be disagreements? Let me say that again, because I like that word. Sometimes there's going to be disagreements. Sometimes people are going to disagree on various things. People might even get upset with each other. But it never happens in your house. Never happens with your friends, but somehow if it happens in the church, people say, I'm never coming back. That's why I love the Bible. Because it gives us the good, the bad, and the ugly. And in the midst of it all, God calls us to work together. To put aside our petty differences and focus on the big picture, which is to glorify God. Come on, somebody. Well, I better pray about this one. Father, I just pray over this message today that your Holy Spirit will speak to us and minister to us. And Lord, we need to hear from you today like never before. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Verse 2. I implore Euodia, that's a nice name, Euodia, and Syntyche. How would you like to name your child that? Little baby Syntyche. To be of the same mind in the Lord. In other words, there were some disagreements. There were some things that got them as upset with each other. And here the Bible's saying, imploring them to be of the same mind. Aren't you thankful it doesn't mention men? No, it happens among men just as it happens among women. And here these two ladies were having a tough time getting along. It's not mentioned here whether it's a doctrinal situation. It could be something very small. You know, churches have split on a disagreement about the color of the carpet that should be put in. Hello? Some people have gotten upset about where the clock should be. Should it be at the back of the church so the pastor can see? Or over here so you can see? There's so many petty things that in the scope of eternity mean nothing that can divide us. And here the Bible is saying, I implore these two women to be of the same mind. To look beyond these little things. Because in the light of eternity, come on somebody, in the light of eternity, what matters? What really matters in the light of eternity? Should we have chairs or should we stick with pews? Don't answer me on that. Be of the same mind in the Lord. Center in on God's will. Let's pray together that the will of God will come to the surface and we'll know what God wants us to do. And so let's do it. Hallelujah. Now let's be honest. Some people get under our skin. Some people just rub us the wrong way. Sometimes it's hard to get along with everyone. Right? But in the midst of it all, we've got to understand that God has a plan for the church. In the midst of it all, we have to take our eyes off of earthly things and put them on eternal things. Verse 3. I urge you also, true companion. Now, the Bible doesn't say who this person is. Some commentators think it was Epaphroditus. Epaphras, someone that was very influential in the church. And here Paul is looking to this individual to mediate the situation that had come about in the church. Because he says, help these women. Help these women. You know, that's a tough business, mediating problems. How many have ever mediated problems? You know what can happen sometimes? Is the two people you're trying to mediate together turn on you and make you the problem. Hey, listen, that happened to me one time. I was doing marriage counseling. I wasn't the person needing marriage counseling. They were. And I was doing marriage counseling, and they turned on me. In the midst of the counseling, I became the problem. I'm serious. I'm not making this stuff up. It takes courage to be a mediator. But someone's got to do it. And hopefully it's those who are mature in the Lord and know what God's word says and how to speak the word of God into every and any situation and circumstance. And here, Paul is looking to this true companion to be a mediator, to bring these two women together and to see the situation rectified. You know, you can't just sweep everything under the carpet. Some things have to be dealt with. Hello? And we just can't say, well, you know, we're just going to pray and it'll just go away. No, things don't always go away just when you pray. God uses us as vessels that the Holy Spirit can speak through. And some things need to be mediated in order to be solved, so the situation can be rectified, so people can get along again, and so the work of God can move forward. You know, sometimes we come to church with our halos on. I can see quite a few of them here this morning. But you know what? Sometimes we need help to see things rectified, restored, mended. Are you hearing me this morning? So that two people or three people, hallelujah, their spirits can once again work together for the glory of God. Who labored with me in the gospel with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord sometimes. Rejoice in the Lord when everything's going well. Rejoice in the Lord when you look in your bank account and there are many zeros. All bills are paid and your Ford is still working. Yeah, I got a GMC, so. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And it's repeated. Again, I will say, rejoice. When anything is repeated, it's emphasized how important it is. That no matter what happens in the church, no matter how disillusioned you may be by the circumstances that happen even in your life, your joy should not be stolen from you. That even in the darkest moment of your life, the Holy Spirit can still give you joy. Some people won't come to church until they get all their ducks in order. I say come to church so you can get all your ducks in order. Are you hearing me this morning? We're waiting for everything to line up, then we'll rejoice. You're just going to get the fellowship set up, so don't. We're waiting for everything to smooth over. Then we'll rejoice. I've called people, not here in this church, but in other churches I've pastored, because this is such a great church. And I've said, where are you? Oh, I'll be back to church when I get everything sorted out. You'll never get everything sorted out. Never. Come to church and let God sort it out. Hallelujah. Let God do the work. But in the midst of it all, remember, you're a child of the King. Hallelujah. You've got your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's something to rejoice about. Yeah, but you don't know what I'm living with. Who I'm living with. Doesn't matter. Don't let the devil steal your joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. In the midst of all the carnage, in the midst of the darkness, I can still lift my hands and praise the name of Jesus because He's in control. He's in control. Can we skip over verse 5? Let your gentleness be known to all men. Not women, but all men. No, that word man means women as well. This is an interesting verse. Let your gentleness. You know, I meditated on this verse for quite a while. And I came under conviction. Because gentleness is something I think a lot of us need to add to our spiritual lives. Gentleness. The word, in essence, means a yieldness, a willing to submit to one another. Not forcing your own way. Have you ever seen, saw something that needed to be changed in somebody else? Yeah. Can I see your hand? Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Be honest. I'm going to try that again. How many have seen something that needs to be changed in somebody else? Okay. And, you know, it could be something that needs to be changed. But then we go about trying to help them change it. Hello. And we begin our little journey with hands around the throat, change! How many know that sometimes you have to take the human hands off? Sometimes you just have to take the human hands off and let God do the work. Are you hearing me? We can't force people to change. It's a work, oh glory to God. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, have you ever tried to put a bolt on a screw that doesn't fit? Well, I'm so handy. My wife's laughing because I'm not. But the more you try, listen to me, the more you try to force that bolt on that screw that doesn't fit, the more you get frustrated. Can I hear an ouch or an amen? We try to force people to change. And I'm not saying it's wrong to give advice. But sometimes you have to take the human hands off and let God do the work. That word gentleness is saying, you know what? I'm just going to take the human hands off. I'm not going to try to force my way, force my will, force my desire on somebody else. I'm just going to be sweet and gentle and let God do the work. Are you hearing me? Isn't there a time where you just have to say, I've done enough damage? You know, there's a little slogan that says, poke the bear. Don't poke the bear. And we go around poking the bear, poking the bear, poking the bear, poking the bear, instead of saying, you know what? I'm going to turn all of this into prayer. I'm going to seek the face of God and let the Holy Spirit do the work. Can you shout amen, somebody? Let God do it. I'm preaching to myself this morning. The Lord is at hand. He's coming soon. He's also in our presence. So we've got to get things mended, sorted out, restored, put back together. And then verse 6. I love this verse. Be anxious for everything. Be anxious for nothing. I just want to stop there for a minute. The Bible says, don't be anxious about anything, whether it's small or whether it's big. Don't be anxious about anything. What a statement. That means the believer can be totally and completely free from all anxiety and all worry. By giving to this ministry, we'll have ushers at the doors now. No. But in everything, and I like this word, everything. Oh, I don't need to pray about that. I've got it under control. Uh-oh. Oh, I don't. That's insignificant. You know, God has given us a brain, and he wants us to use it. I don't need to pray about that. He's given me a brain, and I'm just going to use it. That's how you got in trouble in the first place. I understand what people mean when they say that. But the Bible says we need to pray about everything. Those situations and circumstances that we don't have an answer for, we don't know where to turn, we don't know what to do, pray about it. Because if you don't, the anxiety builds. Because in essence, you know what prayer is? It's taking that burden and that problem and it's giving it to God. And now it's no longer your problem, it's his problem. Hallelujah. And he's going to give you the wisdom to know how to deal with it. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Thank God that it's in his hands. Thank God Every problem you have as a believer, if you give it to God, it's in His hands. It's time to lift your hands and thank God that He's in control and He has a way for you to make it through. What most of us do is we carry the burden around a little bit. Right? And it begins to get heavy upon us. And it weighs us down. Sometimes you have to pray about something more than once. Maybe every day you wake up, you got to keep giving it to God, giving it to God, giving it to God. Let your requests be made known to God. Ah, He knows what I'm thinking. I don't need to pray it. God wants us to pray it. Not for His benefit, because He already knows what you're going to pray, but for your own benefit as you pray it out and release it to God. In verse 7, and the peace of God. Now, I don't know if there's anything greater that a human being can experience than the peace of God. I don't know how people make it out there, outside of the church. Those that are not born again, all the things that are coming upon the face of the earth, I don't know how they do it. But as believers, we can make it through because we've given these things to God and He's given us His peace. See, what is that peace? It's that deep inward sense that you don't have to worry about it anymore. It's all under control. And God is before you and behind you and round about you and within you. And He Himself is standing alongside of you to keep you moving even through the deepest darkness. All the walls can be falling apart. Just like Job. Everything that he had was taken from him, even his health. And he said, "The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And in all things, Job did not charge God with wrong. It's the peace that when everyone around you is anxious, you're not. Even when you should be. All the natural part of you is saying, be anxious, worry, and yet deep within you there's that sense of God's peace flowing like a mighty river. You know, the devil's a great artist. I have to give him that. You're going through your day. All of a sudden, he stops you and starts painting a picture. This is what's going to happen to you. This is what's going to happen to your family. Is it dead? Dead? It's almost like that commercial on television, that guy with the big burly hair on the top, and he always painting, talks in such a wonderful voice. Well, you know, I'm just here talking to you about painting, and I'm here to paint you a picture. I've been watching too many Christian movies, because that guy's on every Christian movie as a commercial. I'm just painting. Can we take a few moments to enjoy ourselves? I'm just painting a picture here, and I know that you'll enjoy it. It's a wonderful picture of a couple of steaks and potatoes on the side, whatever. And I'm going to add a little parsley over here. The devil is always painting us a picture, but it's not our calling to look at it. Our eyes are fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Come on, somebody, can you praise him? The Bible says it's the peace that passes all understanding. Doesn't even make sense to the natural mind. And it will guard your heart and mind. When those worries attack your mind, when that anxiety and those thoughts and all those paintings the devil's trying to show you begin to attack you, that peace that's within you will rise up and guard those thoughts from establishing themselves in your life. I'm worried. Are you worried? I'm worried too. Let's form a worry group. Let's worry together. Let's enlarge the group by sending out emails and text messages. How many else are here that are worried? Let's come and share our worries and expand and enlarge them until they take over our lives. No. Take those things and give them to God. Submit them to Him. And let that peace flow like a mighty river. Glory to God. In the midst, I want to repeat myself, in the midst of the greatest darkness, that peace can still flow. In your greatest disappointments, that peace can still flow. When you don't understand everything that's happening around you and why it's happening, that peace can still flow. Hallelujah. You can rise up in the morning and you say, I don't have the answer, but my faith is in God and I will not be shaken. Hallelujah. I could continue on with verse 8, but I'm not. But you can read it in your spare time, in between feeding your chickens and getting the weeds out of your garden. Read verse 8. Because it tells us what we need to be meditating upon. Now, I don't know where you are this morning in your walk with God. And I don't know what you're worried about today. And I don't know what people that you need to see that relationship restored and mended. And I don't know how many of you are trying to force your way onto someone else to make them change. But today the Holy Spirit is present to minister to you in the name of Jesus. Whatever your situation is, whatever your circumstance is, give it to Him. Give it to Him. In the name of Jesus. Isn't it wonderful to be a Christian? Come on, somebody. Isn't it wonderful? We got so much to thank God for. And then people look at us and say, how come you're not falling apart? Because there's peace in my soul that has come from Jesus. Hallelujah. Will you bow your heads this morning? Praise God. Father, I thank you today that we can trust you with everything. Father, I thank you today. And Lord, I just sense this morning that there are some situations we just need to take the human hands off and let God have his way. That's hard to do sometimes. But the Holy Spirit is present today to help us. To let the Lord have his way in that person's life. You've done, you've said, you've done everything you can do. Now God says, it's my turn. Whatever it takes, Lord, do it. Whatever it takes, do it in that person's life to bring them to where you want them to be. And Lord, as we're praying, you're doing a work in our lives at the same time. So Father, I just pray this morning that this message would stick with us. Not my words, but the Word of God would stick with us in the name of Jesus. Lord, that your will would rise and your name would be praised. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Let's take a moment just to worship him. Do you have a song? Yeah. We have come into this house. Let's just take a moment to worship before we go down into the, not the basement, the lower auditorium. Come into this house, gathered in his name,
to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name, to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name, to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord.
Let us lift up holy hands.
Let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name and worship him. Up holy hands
and magnify his name
and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord.
So forget about yourself.
So forget about yourself and concentrate on him. Concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord.
Righteousness,
I stand complete in him and worship him. He is all my righteousness.
I stand complete in Him and worship Him. He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in Him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Christ the Lord.
Amen. God bless you this morning. Take a moment to greet someone. We invite everyone to come and to fellowship together in the lower auditorium. And we're just going to have a great time together. God bless you this morning.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed that powerful message. Love and blessings on your day.